Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind. Graphic Audio presents The Divine Dungeon 3, Dungeon Calamity, by Dakota Kraut. Narrated by Michael John Casey. Performed by a full cast. The Divine Dungeon 3, Dungeon Calamity. Prologue. The tiny human tried unsuccessfully to comfort his student, who threw his hands into the air in frustration deep in the dungeon.
Just ignore it, Rob. Of course you feel like you're being watched. You're in a dungeon. There are monsters going crazy in here, and the place is changing constantly. We just need to go through one more room, and even with my 70% fee, your tuition will be paid for life. We're already on the fourth floor. Might as well finish the labyrinth, right?
I don't like it. You know I can tell when I'm being watched, and whatever this is, it is watching. It wants us dead.
We just went over this. This is a dungeon. Of course everything here wants us dead, but for the money...
The floor beneath them suddenly began to shift. A feeling similar to a seesaw dropping made them stumble, and their pulses began to race. The floor dropped only another few inches, then a click behind them made them whirl around. They were too late to retreat now, thanks to the rising stone that blocked off the five-man group's path of retreat. All light had fled, leaving them in utter darkness and growing despair. Only sharp orders from the leader allowed them to think clearly again. Regaining their composure after a moment of panic, the men tightened their formation. Their eyes had begun to adjust incrementally when a glimmer of light washed over them, nearly blinding them after their immersion in darkness. Still wary, they edged toward the light, eyes twinkling with mixed interest and caution. They walked toward the only landmark now visible. Before them lay a tablet of stone on a small, intricately carved pillar. The light fell from above and illuminated the words carved deeply into the rock.
Oi! What does it say?
Don't know. Can't read. Rob! Get over here!
Rob stepped forward, glancing around as the presence stared at him again. His hackles rose as he tried to gulp air into his heaving, dehydrated lungs. He stared at the words, easily reading them, but failing to understand their meaning.
Well, what does it say, boy?
It says, you have entered the trials. Trial one, carry your weight and the reward shall be great. Else, one for all. The punctuation is all funny-like. What do you suppose that means?
The teacher stared at the words, his eyes asquint.
Huh. No idea. What do you think that means?
Oh, I hate poems. They always mean dangerous things are about to happen. A woman getting in from a nervous love interest, bards making terrible songs, and now traps!
Rob quickly glanced about the room.
Is the light in here getting brighter?
The ceiling! Look at the ceiling!
They looked up to the ceiling, now visible and covered in jagged metal spikes, descending slowly toward them. Rob looked around for a way out of the trap. As the ceiling inched downward, a small section of stone lifted. The opening behind it was only spacious enough for one person to crawl through. Then the teacher gave a quick wave of his hands and started to point at various sections of the ceiling.
There are spots on the roof that don't have spikes! Five spots, five of us! We need to hold the ceiling up!
The group rushed to find a spot that they could fit into. They raised their hands, and the stone came to rest in each of their palms at the same time. The men struggled as the heavy trap continued to press down, until it rested upon their shoulders. They pushed and strained as the minutes passed and their knees began to wobble. Rob started to panic as he felt a sense of satisfaction from a presence in the dungeon.
We're going to die! It's going to kill us no matter what we do!
Rob looked at the opening. He figured he could make it in the few seconds it would take the ceiling to fall. His fear-addled mind raced as he thought of the test. One for all. Rob's eyes narrowed. Rob then dove under the spikes and crawled as fast as he could for the hole in the wall. The ceiling.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?